A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 21st, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe and his succession.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voadebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession in Zimbabwe.
92-year-old President Robert Mugabe has for the first time hinted on his retirement, while also admitting that his country is facing serious problems.
According to the state-owned Sunday Mail newspaper, the nonagenarian said that he had used his time in office to fend off the West's spirited machinations to destroy ZANU-PF and the ideals that the party stands for. Mr. Mugabe said that if he were to retire, he would do so properly.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, so follow us too on Facebook.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichi tarisa ene masho kwe mtukamiru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe. Kuti pane wamwe wa tuiri wakava buritera makano vachita ura yogu tipane wamwe wa rukuti G40 kuchituo wamwe vachiti timu la koste asi wa Mugabe wakativo kana nguwa yogu kuti waende pa mjigandi gerea kwana waka sununguka kuti wange vachienda mune shakanaka. Sema onirenyu wa Mugabe munere wekuti anga shike pa kuti aiwa ini ndagu siya basa se matauro abargu shiita Gibbs.
Yawambe zuluanda walingali chona njani lapeliko na kuna ngapo tina ngapa siya pilage Washington DC. Ye eskuluma hako la mtila nje iloko kuluye umunumzana Robert Mugabe na umunga melewe Zimbabwe oti uza suga ngesikati so kumele asuge ngaso kumele asuge futi ngaloko kufuna galayo nge mtetu elizwe. So ge uti akubona uti abantu wabase nchona langa singati pilitani le melika sebezame kakhulu ukuthi bamkhiphe esikudleni kodwa kuyehlula. So uthi yena ngokwakhe ubona zani senqobile sibili kwamagama. Ye uphilo wakhuluma sibili ngokunengi umongameli Robert Mugabe langenotho. Esithi inotho yeZimbabwe yabona ukuthi umnotho wankhona ungazani kawenzi kuhle ungani uyatatarika nje. So ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi ye ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunjalo. Abaza ngitshele ukuthi ngisitshiye isikhundla ngilakho ukuthi ngisitshiye kodwa ngabanitshele kuhle phela. So uchunjalo ke umongameli Mugabe.
Onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaurawo nyaya kuti munoona sei ne nyaya yekunetsana kuti kuita vanhu batore ZANU-PF achirwira chigaro. Uye se zvandabvudza pekutanga munoona vaMugabe vachisiya here vakanzi nevanhu aiwa penyu pakwana. Asi tirikuona kuti ke kutanga Gibbs vaMugabe vakatendawo kuti aiwa zvinhu munyadze zvehupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro nyadze hupfumi dzinoda kuti dzigadziriswe pari kuya mabond notes aya anokwanisa here kuti anga achigadzirisa zvinhu.
Nyokukhuluma ke kuka Blessing kunapa ke kuyaziwa kuti ngevhike zayo amabond notes azavisetshenziswa kunapa ke kwele Zimbabwe. Isu sikhathi sokuti umongameli ubuya ngesikhathi umongameli esithi wazana umnotho ulala ngogedla. Uthi ke kona ungani kuyaphazamisa kakhulu yilabo abazama ukuthi batshintshe ke uhulumente wabo. Sike saposista kumbe ngithi sike sathumeza imlayezelo ethize khona lapha ke ku-Studio 7 ku-Facebook. Sasuza sibili abantu abaningi kade bekhuluma ukuthi babona njani kodwa balolu Blessing. So abantu abaningi bathi umongameli sehlale kakhulu ngakho ngawuyachiya nje.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Of course, President Robert Mugabe turned 92 in February, but his ruling ZANU-PF party is saying they are going to field him in the elections coming up in 2018. Though some are saying that Mr. Mugabe by now should have retired, and he happens to be the only leader that Zimbabwe has known. He was the country's first prime minister in 1980 when Zimbabwe got its independence before becoming an executive president. So, of course, though Mr. Mugabe has aged, he is showing no signs of slowing down or handing over power to any individual. But of course, this has resulted in political tensions rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party. There are now alleged to be two factions, one called Team Lacoste, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another called Generation 40 or G40, that is allegedly led by Mr. Mugabe's own wife, Grace Mugabe. So we want to hear from you. What is your take on all this, Gibbs?
So I've got these messages, blessing, that are coming in right now from Zimbabweans who are writing from every part of the universe. So we've got one, Thomas Muchenje, who says, I don't know which people he is talking about, rather than the majority who are suffering. I guess these people are suffering because of his government. If he says those in ZANU-PF could understand him to say or try to push him out, no, it's all the people who want to push him out. Then we've got Tungamira Ingezi, who says Mr. Mugabe is a useless leader. So then we've got Titus Chidida, who says to say that he will retire if people tell him that he is failing to properly run the country is totally absurd. Everything that is Zimbabwean wants him gone. And then yes, by saying he has overstayed his welcome. So that is a message from Titus Chidida there. Tichaona writes, he's afraid of Mr. Donald Trump. Yes, I think that he wants to retire because of Mr. Trump, who's coming into power. That's another kind of message there. Then we've got Lloyd Masia, who says, besides the majority of Zimbabweans that are tweeting against Paul Notts for regime change, there are so many even in ZANU-PF who want him to go. They want to tell him loud and clear that he has to go. Then we've got Teachman Sabe, who says, which people is Mr. Mugabe talking about? He doesn't love anyone anymore. He's just pretending as if he loves people. He doesn't love them at all. And then Honorable Bafana Kufa says, endorsing a 92-year-old to be a sole presidential candidate. Kiki, you know the laugh, on Facebook. So he says, why endorse such an old man for the 2018 general elections.
I think we have our first guest, ZANU-PF member of parliament and the central committee member, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so I guess you actually also read the article in the Sunday Mail, and you've got some other opinions in ZANU-PF about the president and his stay in power. And of course, Mr. Chuma, you have said previously that Mr. Mugabe was elected properly and therefore he should remain in power. So the president is actually saying that again, saying, you know, if ever I have to leave, I have to leave in a very proper manner rather than being pushed out by the West. So at the end of the day, the president is there to stay, right?
Well, yes. The president has got a mandate that was given by the people of Zimbabwe in the year 2013, which runs up to the year 2018. So I think, really, for anybody to entertain the idea of the president stepping down now or being removed out of power by any other means, I think it is definitely malcontent in today's society. I'm saying so because today's society is a society of democracy, a society which embraces the principles that govern the running of different countries, but in a holistic approach with bodies like the UN, in Africa there's the AU, in Europe there's the Union, and stuff like that. But all of them coming together to say that there are certain principles laid down ways of how a person goes into office to become president or any other appointment there. So definitely then, anybody who entertains the idea of our president, Arajim Gabe, leaving office right now, is a sick mind and is not supposed to be part of today's society, because today's society talks of democracy. So the president is there until 2018. Come 2018, anything can happen. And candidates are brewed from the candidates come from whatever party they belong to. So if our party decides to bring President Mugabe again as our candidate in 2018, so be it. Let him be anybody's brother. Let him be a brother of the European people. Whoever is president, I'm sure they have their own party, which can then be for their own candidate of their own choice, of their own age as well. It should be an independent thing. It should be a democratic thing. It should be an open thing.
Mm-hmm. But surely, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Mugabe is 92 years old. What does this say about your party? I mean, every other leader has managed to at least recruit a successor. We saw it happening in Mozambique. They are doing very well. It has happened in Zambia. I mean, does it mean that he and he alone is the only one who is capable of leading? Let's look at ZANU-PF alone without looking at the opposition. He's the only leader that can lead the country?
The president is not so well for Zimbabwe, not only in ZANU-PF, but Zimbabwe in general, because he has afforded us a chance to get education. We are educated, we are capable, we are able because of his chance when it came to education policy. He made sure that he gave us that we were educated enough. So therefore, for you to say that Zimbabwe is not going to be a leader, it's really out of the way. We have a lot of people who can amply succeed the president, including myself as well. I'm well placed. I know the system. I know and I'm well versed with the economics and dynamics of the world. But what I'm saying is that everything has got its own time. When the time comes, yes, somebody will take over. So it's not like anything.
Mr. Chuma, Honorable Chuma, I think we are losing you. We'll call you on another line because this line is breaking. We can hardly hear you, Gibbs.
Oh, yes, that was a very difficult line to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some more messages trickling in on Facebook. And one of the messages from Vosmos Msina, who says the president has a mandate to run Zimbabwe up to 2018. Still, he can go on to 2023 if people vote for him like they did in 2013. Let it be. Then we've got Hambulume Zex, who says, everything under the sun has a beginning and an end, and it's not before his time comes. We are far behind other countries because of this president. Then Chimbizigani Chirume writes, my president is very good in feeding people with empty ideas, but when you get warm with your empty stomach, that's when we realize that the president is a big liar. Then we've got Matsasika Munyoro, who says, the president is not even ashamed of himself. He's telling people everything, every time. And then we've got Aliyah Latima, who says, did he say he'll retire gracefully or retire gracefully?
Regai tiende ku nemterere wedu wekutanga to... Tina fine asele Victoria Falls.
Yes, one again. Follow slap with Slovan. Slom nums and fine, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Falls, Unjan, gonna hop up. Baba fine, Unjan. Ube on fine, Ube on fine. All right, Victoria Falls, Slovan, gonna hop. Yeah, Wazani, what is Tolomon?
Regatende kuna ava masilela ku South Africa. Makadi ava masilela?
Ndipo angu makadi niyo.
Aiwa, tiripo nyari mdari roma inzi kwa hii. Muru kuona ose.
Ndi notenda. Na hui nipoka wa mdabe wa gari.
Mm-hmm.
Wa gari sa kutawara zesi, wawari kutawara kaisi.
Mm-hmm.
Kutenga nguwa kwa wawari kitawu.
Mm-hmm.
Nguwa yao ya kakwana karete. Tata katutarikila uti... Then wakato siya kunana 2008 koko zinipadazo pazaa zaka homa. izvototirwadza pazvinoti vatori nenguva yekutaura ngano dzavari kutaura ivo vakura kudaro.
Asi kava masilela vezanu PF manzwa zvitaurwa naHonorable Chuma varikuti vamugabe vanovhoterwa nevanhu ndo utongoka hwejekerere.
Aiwa vachumanga vataure chokwadi vamugabe vakaguma rini kuwina. Tingangotaura ndofunga tingangoguma kuna 1985 ikoko ndo kwakatanga kwakaguma kuwina. Imwe yese nguva yese ya vaingotibira mavhoti taivhotawozve taizviziva tiri kuvhotera pasi. Asi takatozotiza kumusha nokuda kuti taona kuti zvationomera hakusi kuri kuda kuti tinogara South Africa. Zvinhu zvakationomera nokuda kwaMugabe. Takatorerwa mabasa edu zvese zvikaparara zvese izvozvi tigere musango hatina chatingavinga kumusha. Izvozvi vaakutaura kuti vaoda kuunza bhondi noti. Bhondi noti rinotengepi? Dai vatomboedza kutotsvakawo vamwe vari fresh. Hatirambi kuti muzanu pf variko vamwe vechiduko vane njere dzichiri fresh. Chimwe tingangowirirana navo tikadzokera tikatanga kuumba Zimbabwe mwe chete.
Aiwa tino
ndofunga ndatoenda mashoro namashoko iwayo. Da kana vachinzwawo vamugabe ka inguva yavo yokuti vabise ushe vapowo bhatye roushe kune vamwe tione kuti nyika ichaenda mberi here kana kuti zvinofamba sei. Hongu vakagona kutamba bhora ka asi bhora ravakatamba nguva yacho inokwanawo unobudawo papapa wopa umwe kuti anwise kwete kuti vangoramba vachiti hai nokuti tinogona kunwisa hazvishandwe zvichidaro. Munhu kana akura anenge akura. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamasilela of course for those watching images on our screen. That was President Mugabe and President Jacob Zuma when they met in Harare to talk about bilateral trade. Right, Gibbs?
Yeah.
And you heard from Mr. Masilela, he was saying that he thinks Mr. Mugabe should have stepped down around 2008. You know, and he's saying the idea that he's staying because people are voting for him is not true. It's being economic with the truth because he says elections in Zimbabwe are rigged. Gibbs?
Yeah. So sizwe silomnumzana ke ofine lapha ke ecingweni iba fine kunjani
yebo njani
ngimphile kakhulu fine kunjani kona phe follows
follows ukuright ubethisa ubuyanizulu ngapha
ye akusitshela ukuthi ungathini ke umongameli uthi ye ula kuphuma kodwa nxa iphuma kumele aphume kuhlebele
kumele phume kumele phume kuhle but hayi haya ubaba usisikarise nzima lo because heyi asila msebenzi asilani uyabe lonto besila ukuthi heyi 2.2 jobs zingapha siziboni kodwa lokho sidubeka phansi ngabe bona ba-right because bayasuthi antiyabo thina ama-youth thina sela future thina abantwana thina asakwazi ukuthi siyenze abanye abantwana because impilo yakhona inzima kudala hhayi asesithile ngapho efos asesithile sibili because angibona astepe down afake kumuntu olengqondo ezishabo because asesizwile ngapha heyi bona bafuna ukuthethela ama-bond notes bona bakuthathele ama-urens hayi hayi impilo yangikhona inzima ngapha yazi so abe kuyatshintshwa kumbeni kuvuke kuhle kuvotwe kumbe kathesikathesi kuhle kuntshintshwe hhayi because ngapha thina bona ba-right because bona bahlezi kuhle bona abantu ba-right kodwa thina manje thina-ke antiyabo abakhangeli abanye abantu anti bakhangela bona obabo bamadwana antiyabo yiproblem ekhona abakhangeli thina esiku-ground force thina esiku-ground force thina yito esidubeka kakhulu antiyabo bona balokho ekhuluma-ke e wathwathi e 1 million mark e njani njani thina singela msebenzi antiyabo khathesi bathona besithi kuthiwa ye amastendi istendi yakhona ngaze ngiyakhe ngaze ngiyithole ngiyayakha ngani ingela mali angila 1 rand esikwamini angila shit angila spend kodwa uyabozwa besithi pambiyeni nizani hhayi akungcono besijimpile yazi so asesithele nzima thina abantwana sesithele nzima asikwazi ukuthi hhayi angikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyabe sithi usapoti izani angikwazi uyabe ngicabanga njani because hhayi sesidubekile mdala sesidubekile for too long kakhulu hhayi
so kulumiswa njani manje mnumzana khonokho kulungiswa njani?
Hello?
Kulungiswa njani?
Ha, kungona phume. I-authority leyakhona yokuthi aphume umntana. Astepe down.
Kodwa phela ukuphuma khonapho kuyahlupha ke. Ukuphuma kuyahlupha ngoba kuthiwa wavotelwa phela ngabantu. Kuthiwa wavotelwa ngabantu phela uyaphuma njani?
Ah, akavotelwa ngabantu lo. Kazange ivotelwe ngabantu. Ake wavotelwa ngabantu abe waphuma kudala. Andiyabo. Yena kazange ivotelwa ngabantu. Andiyabo. Abe liyabuya ngapha ezimabhilizi obona ukuthi thina sidubeke njani. Abe liyakubona ukuthi sidubeke njani. Asikaluki uyahamba ebhenki uzothatha kula mali. Kodwa wafaka imali yakho kodwa bona bafuna ukuthi lethe ama-bond notes ukuthi bona bavute imali zethu zonke ezisezisele emabhenki andiyabo ilokhu besimoko esikhona lapha eZimbabwe andiyabo andiyabo yizi khona andiyabo so kuyahlupha vele lathi thina kuzasela future vele thina vele i-future ithwile eZimbabwe andiyabo asikakhululeki vele kodwa bathela ukuthi thina sakhululeka to 1980 but i-1980 yangkhona lokhu ngakafiki vele because lokhu sisila kuphela thina yithi sesisila sodwa ngabantu abamnyama andiyabo sana sodwa abasila amakhiwa azingirira kodwa thina amakhiwa ayengazingiriri imali zazikhona zazibona imali zazikhona ilizwe lalihamba kodwa kathese
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ke ye
andiyabo
Yes, sizathi ukuthi sizabuza uchuma mbayimbayi wothi ke siqede lawe ye wothi siqede lawe khonapho ke ukuthi sikuzwile ukuthi okukhulumileyo sahamba sikhulume lo chuma sizothi uthini ngakhonokho otherwise siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Fine khonangapho e-Victoria Falls
sibongele
kakhulu so that was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls he says Mr. Mugabe should leave you know he's tired of you know him being in power His party promised about 2 million jobs during the 2013 elections. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, as youth, he says people are really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's this program that the president, this party is actually mooting or is carrying out, you know, giving out people's stands. He says right now as it is,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't even have a rand in his pocket. So if he gets that kind of stand, what can he do with it?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a useless kind of venture. It doesn't make sense. And he believes that, you know, the introduction of bond notes is designed to actually, you know, boost the pockets of those people in power. And he says, it's so unfair, it's very unfair,
mm-hmm.
because their money was looted last time, and they want to do the same thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, finally, he agrees with so many people that the president should leave. He says, that's the basis of the whole thing. I think we'll pose that kind of question to Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuma?
Yes,
I think some of our callers are saying that Mr. Mugabe must step down because, you know, even what he promised that he would do for the people if they elect him, that's not being done. The economy is struggling. There's unemployment estimated by his critics to be around 90%. You know, everything that is to go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe.
I'm literally telling that things are going wrong and they are playing the time
mm-hmm.
of having selected after we introduced them in 1980, passing the glory of political independence and forget about the economic independence. And then, later, when we passed the issue of land, you must know that the issue of land was not about families all. The white people were not angry because we took our.
Hello?
Yeah, the lines.
The line is really
the
bad.
The lines are really bad, Pleasant.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Mr. Mugabe, according to some, hinted that he might step down, but saying that he would do so aggressively and that he would not be stampeded upon or forced to go into retirement. He cited the issue of economic sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle by the West for actually being responsible for the country's current economic crisis. But Gibbs, like the president said, he'll retire at his own time. But many of our callers are saying that, Mr. Mugabe should have retired ages ago. One actually said 2008, and that is no longer fit for purpose.
Yeah, so we've got so many messages of people actually complaining about his overstaying in power. One of them is Cuthbert Chaindepi. Cuthbert Chaindepi says the president has actually overstayed his welcome, so it's time for him to leave. Then we've got Ratzai, who says the president is always telling people the same story every time, and I don't know why he's still in power. And then Joseph Zgali writes, he must retire, otherwise people are going to be too angry to be seeing him every day. So the president must live very gracefully. And then we've got Menias, who only says, ho, ho, nai. So there's so many messages, you know, of different kind of tones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see whether we've got some more. I'll try to peruse and get maybe some more of those.
Honguka habawadiwa makasi nunguka kuti muti uze kuti muri kuona sei mafambisirwo ari kuitwa nyika nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe uye semaonero enyu munhu here wekuti angati aiwa inirigai ndichimboenda pamuchika ndigere vaMugabe vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 asi vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vanga vachikwikwidza musarudzo dziri kuitwa idzo muna 2018. Munoona here vachikwanisa kusimudza nyika nemakore akadaro iyayo asi veZANU-PF vari kuti aiwa vaMugabe varatidza kuti munhu anogona kutungamira zvemhando yepamusorosoro kunyange hazvo vanopikisa vachiti zvekutungamira izvi zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chair. Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
No, good. How's London?
It's a bit cold. But all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, Mr. Honorable Chuma's line has got issues, but we had asked a question that why is it that we have already noted that many ZANU-PF provinces are already endorsing President Robert Mugabe to run in 2018. Are there no capable leaders in ZANU-PF if a person who is 92 years old is still being expected to lead the country with all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment?
Oh, that's a very good question, gentlemen. It's a constitutional provision that says at our conferences, at every conference, we should declare the leader of the party elected at the last Congress, the candidate for the next election. So really, there is no room there for any other discretion because it's as simple as that. Do you get it?
Yes.
You seem to have had your breath taken out by that response. that's basically what what our constitution says.
But we are saying, should he not be preparing for someone to take over? Because he is admitting himself that all is not well within his party. Let's not talk about so-called external enemies. Within the party, he clearly noted that there is G40 and there is Tim Lacoste. So people in ZANU-PF are showing signs that they are not happy. They want a new leader. Hence the factionalism.
I'm not sure how you interpret it. If people are ambitious, it does not mean they do not want the person that's there. It just shows people are getting, they are ambitious, they are looking forward to being leaders. But it's not a vote of no confidence in the current in the current leadership. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. It doesn't mean that if you contest or you prepare to contest a primary election, you're simply saying the other person is a disaster. You might think you can do better. We might think I want to be in a strategic position to take over when the moment comes. Really, if we are flying, say, to Harare, and then you think in your mind whether the clock is saying that or not, or whether the flight meter is saying that or not, you think we might be landing in 2 hours' time. And you start preparing yourself to make sure all your bag is in the right place, everything is in the right place, you've completed your landing card. That does not mean that you are saying the pilot is a bad pilot. It just shows you are preparing to land. or you're preparing to, you know, you want to be in a strategic position when the landing time comes. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. Please, do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Stop rooms are like Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu Ngaujan. Baba Mpofu Yangis.
Nakuzwe dube unjani?
Hayi impilo empofu kade sokugcina kunjani labo khona?
Ngithi angidwanga buti afone ungafoni ndoda. Kumele thina sesibadala lapho eRedini le ufanele umfonele inumber zami zikhona lapho.
Hayi nyakuzwa sibili impofu ngibona zani into zabantu lezi.
Hayi into zabantu sofanele sibone iplan.
Yanti uyabona. So kumele sidinge ke uthika mtanda ye. So ungathini ngalokho?
Eh indaba indaba yaleli khehla ibuhlungu dube yazi ukuthi uyabona nje umuntu uma ekhuluma njengalomdala ufana lokuthi kudala lapho sakhula umuntu enjalo nje umse ukuthi ndoda awula nkulumo oyikhulumayo hambe ehlinze imbuzi uyabona umdala lo vele ngomthetho ma ufuna ukubona umuntu ovotelwa ngabantu mfowethu akahlali isikhathi eside embusweni abantu bengamsola bayamvotela bamkhiphe. Kodwa ngabona umuntu ehlale embusweni isikhathi eside njengaleli khehla akavotelwanga wathatha izinto akuwayenza ukuthi ungunkulunkulu wayo. So umuntu enjalo wena mfowethu thina njengoThuma uyacabanga ngenye imini uThuma ngakhe ngambuza ngathi Thuma wena uwedwa awufuni ukuba yi-president na? Ngomani useZimbabwe yawumntwana waseZimbabwe. Why ungafuni ukuba yi-president? Ma uloku buswa ikhehla kuze kube 92 years noma nawuyise kaThuma ebeloku emthayela umthetho ehlule kuka yakho wakumuzi uyabe ingqondo yakhe incane kakhulu. Into eyenza izano vele ingqondo zabo mina ngangizibheka zincane kakhulu Dube. Akuyeke ukukhokhelwa umuntu many years 30 something years uloku ukhokhelwa umuntu oyodwa wena uyabe ungathi awufundanga yini okuhambisana nesikolweni.
Hayi siyakuzwa sibili njani. So pho manje uzahlala kuze kuthini ke umdala la?
No, umdala lo kabamnyekele umdala lo. Bana bamadoda sikhuluma iqiniso yiba ababe kumdala lo phambili bamyenza abenze yazanazi ukuthi ngingafanisa njengani. Babeke nje into phambi kwabo ukuthi ibavalele batshontshe kahle ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi umdala ingaphuma lapho abangeke batshontshe kahle amadoda ezano lawo. Manje babelokhu bezisunduzela umdala bethi mdala no sifuna ukwenza so hlala lapha la evuma ngoba ikhona into abamroba ngazo.
Vala-ke ngamafutshane
ngidube ukuthi umdala kayehle mayesezizwa yena ukuthi ukhathele kayehle kuthathe omunye umuntu asikuyali thina ukuthi kumbe kungabi yizano ebusayo ize kuze kuyefiwa a-a kodwa into esifuna sifuna kutshintshane kutshentshe namhlanje kube ngulo kusase kube ngulo asilani ndaba ligama elithi zano li-right nakuthi likhona kodwa ngale selifile igama elithi zano naye umdala loyefile akufe kungene into ekhanyayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa-ke phosele okugcina baba baba Mpofu
uyazi ukuthi ngisuuxoxele enye into encane nje omunye umama ufonile lapho e-South Africa kwenye iradio emini watshela abantu wathi lalelangitshele from namhlanje umngabe lozuma lingabavizi ukuthi ngama-president lingabahloniphi ngama-sluters labo bantu bayasilimaza khona manje into ezimbabwe kulama-mine ngaba abanye abantu base-sadok ba-half ezimbabwe abanye half e-South Africa ngabe kuphilwa kahle uyabona ukuthi omunye umuntu uyabona ukuthi why i-sadok ilimali ilinyazwa ngumngabe.
Hhayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke Empofu.
Kodwa ndibekele ukubina kuthi ndoda ngifonela nami kule ezinye inhlelo ngiyabe ngikulaleli eyabe ngifisa ukuthi ngingene ungafoni phela angilamali insuku zonke ukuthi ngingafoni.
Oye hayi sizathi sikhangele iinombolo zakho ezithi every time nxa singavele si-advertise uhlelo la uthumeze khonapho-ke kuwhatsapp number yethu antula i-whatsapp number yethu
angilawhatsapp nto
ya olright sakuthumezela-ke ukuthi uthumeze njani umlayezelo.
Ngithumezele mhlawethu uyazi ngingajabula kakhulu.
Ya sibongele Mpofu baba sibongele kakhulu.
Nami ngiyabonga mhlawethu.
Okay babaye.
Umdala siyasibedele thina kubusa abantu abatsha bazabona ukuthi iZimbabwe iyaphi.
No siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Babaye.
So that was Mr. Isaac Mpofu. He is saying that Mr. Mugabe should have actually retired long back. He says he is now a liability to Zimbabwe. and to make matters worse, he pretends as if he's a god unto himself, you know, mm-hmm. and is ruling Zimbabweans by all means necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, what is wrong is the way people in ZANU-PF are conducting their politics.
Mm-hmm.
He says they are using the president in order to protect their own interests. And he says most of the kind of interests border on looting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing else. They want to loot and loot and loot, and because the president is not in any position now to actually tell them off. And he says, but basically, the president must go. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, it doesn't matter even if ZANU-PF rules for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what matters is changing leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can have ZANU-PF, yes, let it rule. But just change the leaders as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you always say,
mm-hmm.
politicians.
Like diapers,
yeah.
need constant changing, you and both for the same reasons.
That kind of thing.
Tinemwe mterera ari ku Botswana vatenge muda makadi. Hello, makadi. Vatenge muda ku Botswana, komure tenge muda makadi. Inenge iri kunetsa. Regai timboende kumhangura. I think ndiva Jamaica. Makadi kumhangura. Inenge anetsawo namba yacho iyi. Regai tidzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana muchiripo here parunare?
Aiwa parunare takamira zviri takateerera vari kuhereketa.
Ehe, muri kunzwa vari kutaura vari kuti aiwa kaushe madzoro. Munhu haafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro kuti haaina handiende kana imo muzanu-PF macho nyangwe ichitonga kwadi kuuya vamwe vatungamiri.
Toita chiri chishono here kana toenda nechiro?
Handei nechishono.
Inhaurwa yatiri kuita iye zvino izvi inhaurwa yaifanira kuitwa in 2014 zvokuti nokuti muna December 2014 pane yatinoti 60 Congress yedu izvozvo takati mutungamiriri wedu anofanira kuita vamugabe. Saka kana vanhu vanga vachiti akoma wakuitei futi ndopataifanira kutaura izvozvo. Nokuti maererano nebumbiro remirao wedu nemutemo wedu reconstitution yezanu-PF tinoti malida edu anosarudzwa kamwe mumakore mashanu. Kunze kunge pataita zvimwe zvisakaitwa yatinoti maextraordinary circumstances okuti wachosen we were having an extraordinary congress. Saka musarudzi yatakaita iyoyo mu2014 vamugabe vanofanira kutungamirira musangano wezanu-PF kusvika 2019. Todzokerazve kunoita imwe sarudzo. Saka izvi zvokuti tichatitaura nyaya iyoyo nhasi inohikai hai mvura yateerera pasi pebridge. Handiti maona yaiya zambuko initori napasi pezambuko yainda zvayo mvura yacho iyi. Hapana zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo. Todzokera futi isusu senyika yezimbabwe sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe mugore ra2013 taitoziva kuti vamugabe vane 8 and 9 years. Nokuti makore mwedzi mishoma yanga yapfuura, in fact mwedzi mishanu yanga yapfuura, tanga tatopedza kucelebrata birthday ravo, tapemberera birthday ravo rechi 8 and 9. Saka hakusi kuti tatadza kuverenga. Vanhu vaitoziva kuti uyu mutana uyuka uyu ana makore 8 and 9 ndokuchivhota. Vachiziva kuti kana tamuvhotera ne 8 and 9 anosvika 94 achiri kutonga. Saka zvienda zvinhu nemuchechetero wakadaro. Zvino pasarudzo mbiri dzakaitwa idzi, one yemhomho yezimbabwe neyechipiri yenhengo dzebato rezanu-PF dzese idzodzo idzo dzakaitwa vanhu vese vachiziva makore emunharaunda. Saka hamheno zvatava kutongotaura panapa. Ngatidzokerei kune ezanu-PF. Ndanchikuti inini zvamuri kuona zvitaurwa namaprovhinzi izvo zvamuri kunyanyovhunduka nazvo nokuhadzika nazvo izvi, musakahadzika henyu. Nokuti iyo izvozvo izvo ndo basa rekonferensi yacho. Ndibvumirei kukuverengerai kuitira kuti vanhu munyatsonzwisisa tichienderera mberi. Article 6 yeconstitution yezanu-PF, article 6 section 33 inoti iyo, the powers and functions of the National People's Conference shall be, I'll skip the rest, ndongonanga ipapapo, shall be to declare the president of the party elected at Congress as the state presidential candidate of the party. Zvinoreva izvo kuti kusarudzwa kwakaitwa vamugabe muna 2014 ku Congress kwedu tinokumikizwa ne constitution yedu kuti muna 2015 taifana kuti ndiwo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2016 futi tinotofanira futi kuti vamugabe ndiyo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2017 futi tinofanira kutaura zvimwe chete izvozvo. Saka kuti conference kwedu kunoitwa sarudzo inongori resolution inotori standard yokutoti wese kuno ku London kuno ku England ku UK rather tiri kuungana musi weSaturday tichatoitawo resolution iyoyo nokuti hatitorina kana umwe mukana wokuita imwe resolution. Saka ndosaka ndokuti idzi zvongori nhaurwa zvadzo idzodzo idzo izvozvo izvo zvakatorerwa hoko ihoko yakatsirwa pasi iyo. Yeah.
Aiwa tinotenda nekunyatsojekesa ipapo vamangwana regai tiende kune vamwe vateereri vambenge foni dzavo dzambonetsa ndofunga vadzoka regai tange namukoma Jamaica vari kumhangura makadii
baya
ndivani vachibaya
halo kabaya
kabaya
hongu
ok tinotenda vakabaya vakabaya tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinokashamadzwa kunzwa vanhu vachitaura kuti vamugabe vanodiwa nevanhu cause nhasi uno vanhu vari kupinda mumastreets ava havasi ndivo vanhu vakasarudza vamugabe 1980 kuti vapinde pachigaro. Nhasi uno kana vati aiwa makundikana achizororai kwaita mhosva kana vachidiwa nevanhu vari kuroverei vanhu vari kuponderei vanhu vachidimbura vanhu maoko kuti mandiramba. Ndavari zvekuti nyepera izvo vari kuti vamugabe vanodiwa ndidzo mbavha maministers avo nokuti vari kurarama nokuda kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro nokuti vari kuziva kuti vamugabe vakabva vachapinda mumajeri vari kuda kuti vamugabe varambe varipo kuti vaone kuba ndovapedza upfumi hwenyika mari yedu 1980 tanga titi 1:1 nebritish pound noti US. Saka na vachiti vamugabe vanogona vari kugona chii upfumi huchidondomoka vari vachitonga.
Asika vakabaya vari kutika vamugabe vari kukunda musarudzo uye hatingati kana paine vanhu vanovada tovati imbavha
ivo maministers avo vari kutaura kudaro havasi kuziva kuti vari kuba maelections havasi kuziva kuti vamugabe kubva 2000 vari kudyiwa maelections natsvangirai
pane umbowo here kana kuti ndezvekundari
munhu anoita mwedzi asati aburitsa maresults parirani hatina mbotora kana 6 hours vaburitsa maresults.
Haiwa tapanzwisisa ipapo vakabaya
ndinonzi chabaya
chabaya ok haiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachabaya pamhangura tinotenda zvikuru regai tiende kuBotswana kuna comrade tenge mudai here ameno makadi kuBotswana uku makadi
halo
makadi
ndi comrade bengenukai
bengenukai
tikoresa master vanhu imi
master chakaoma ka
magarisa kuAmerica
pamwe mafundo acharega asingachozozwike pakutaura mazita orit comrade bengenukai taura it is
I know ndine urombo nokunzwa zviri kutaura zvese paredio kuti nepanews kuti maprovinsi ati zvakati zvakati izvozviita takaenda kuhondo isi kunorwisa kudzvanyiriri izvozvo dzvanyiriri watakuona nhasi uchiitika mukati menyika unodarika hwasimisi saka rusununguko racho riri papi vana vari kufira mumasango nyika pasi rese kwazara masango nekuda kwemunhu yanzi mugabeii chatadza kuti angotiwa abve padyo papinda vamwe vachirushoka dzinobuda ropa chii
vari kutinyika
yaparatati vachiseko chepasi rese
vari kutika vamugabe vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu zvino vanhu vashoma vangangoti ngavasiyeka ivo vakavhoterwa nemamiriyoni evanhu mongoti vaakutosiya chigaro handiti ndosaka kuchendwa kusarudzo
mamiriyoni api acho ichisoti kuti marizausa havabudise marizausi kana vadyiwa kana vabira iyo ndipo vanobudisa marizausi nokukasira
Saka muri kusarudza.
Vanhu vechari ngotigira tigira vesa vatozva kuti unde mukuru wedu yavo tinga tichiba kuno kunde mukuru izvo mugaba ati vagari ndombava dziri kuba mukati menyika. Vadatsire zviri kuitika mukati menyika. Fight for war kuti nhasi vanhu vazokuba mukati menyika.
Asi pane hombowo here vabengenukai kuti vanhu vari kubakana kuti Saka muri kuti ngavasire mumwe
ngangobva papinde mumwe pachigaro ipapo chichi chakashata mumwe mwana wosabva apinde ipapo bana varikufara yabo isusu kakarwa hondo pa ground atizi kufara nezviri kuitika mukati menyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
mbabva dzozvitoziziva kuti isu hatizi kufara mbabva dziri mukati menyika zvizvo kuti hatizi kufara kugara mumasango nokuda kwenyaya yekumbabva dziri muzimbabwe imomo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru comrade
allright muvataurire vanhu ivava vari kutaura ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Regai tiende kuchinhoyi kuna vajera makadii? Makadii kuchinhoyi? Panenge pa nari kuchinhoyi inenge iri kutinetsei. I think what you heard from our last two callers who are really urging President Robert Mugabe to step down so that someone can come in. And they are saying that those who are benefiting from the crisis are the ones who are urging him on to stay in power. They are saying that these are corrupt individuals. But of course, it's always a problem to accuse people of corruption and all that kind of stuff, you know, especially if they have not been taken to court. So these are allegations, let's be specific. Labeling can be a bit problematic, especially on radio, that, you know, anyone who opposes your view is corrupt. You know, we cannot say that unless, of course, a competent court of law says so-and-so has been found guilty. Gibbs.
Right. If we have to follow some legal lingo here, Mr. Mangwana, of course, people are saying, you guys are thieves. You guys are corrupt. You guys are detectors. You guys don't follow the rule of law. And all that adds up to the kind of anger that we're getting here on air. So here's the question, Mr. Mangwana. If people are calling you thieves, if people are calling you corrupt, if people are calling you everything, doesn't it dawn in your heart, right inside you, to say there's something perhaps that is wrong with us as ZANU-PF?
Not... what people are calling us, the few people that that are calling and calling us names, is understandable in the sense that there is thieving going on in Zimbabwe, and we are the part of power or the part of government, so they are expecting action from us. But without justifying anything, we all know that there is actually a very, very bad moral bankruptcy in Zimbabwe. You guys, you presenters, you are in the diaspora. I'm sure you send money to people in Zimbabwe, to your families, friends, and all that, and relatives. And you probably have already been fleeced by a lot of your people, your own people, your own families. And your family members are not ZANU-PF. So it means the moral decadence is not only in ZANU-PF. Yes, it's there in ZANU-PF, and the president did acknowledge that. That even Musangano Maitambava to quote it. Right. But it is also everywhere you go. In your families, in my family, in everywhere. You cannot build a house in Zimbabwe right now, sending money from the United States without losing, without prices and everything being overvalued or inflated. That is not ZANU-PF doing that. Those are your family members. Those are private citizens. But where ZANU-PF, my party, lacks is where it is, where moral leadership is needed. Because if at a very high level people are stealing and there are consequences to that moral decadence, then it tends to cascade downwards. So if somebody at the top is stealing and nothing is happening, then you have it going cascading downwards as well. So yes, I agree that the ZANU-PF should do better in fighting corruption. But I refuse to accept that the corruption in Zimbabwe is only in ZANU-PF, because it's everywhere. Every party, every individual, and every family. It's a problem. Possibly coming from the crisis that happened in 2007 or 8, I don't know. But all I know is, try to do a business with somebody in Zimbabwe, you're likely to lose your money. And that person would not be ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. But
that's my take on it.
Why are people, Honorable Mangwana, not being arrested? Is this not why there's this anger amongst people that they are suffering, but then there are some government ministers who are even acknowledging that they stole money, and then there are others who are, I mean, sitting pretty. Everyone can see, building mansions and all that, yet the people are suffering. Why is it that, is this not the reason why some people are now saying President Robert Mugabe must step down?
I think I always write about it, and even tomorrow I think I wrote written about it in the article tomorrow. I think our lackluster fight against corruption, yes, it does erode people's goodwill towards the party. It erodes people's confidence, and I think we could do different. But here is a problem. The Vice President, Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa, says we are paying lip service to the fight against corruption. Mm-hmm. The Commissioner General of Police, whose role it is to lead the charge to arrest the perpetrators or the suspects, says the system is protecting the corrupt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something different. There is something wrong with our system in our fight against corruption. Definitely there's something wrong, and we should do something different. And I'm sure coming from ZANU-PF, that means something. Mm-hmm. That this is our fight is not enough. Mm-hmm. It appears like a lip service. We do have the institutions there, mm-hmm. but the institutions seem to be either disempowered, dysfunctional, or disabled somehow. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if we're gonna galvanize our fight, put us a surge towards corruption, yeah, we might regain people's goodwill. Well, the few people that go on the streets, and let's make it clear that we're not having thousands on the streets there against us. We're having 200, 300, and this is some other small figures.
But to be fair, on the protesters, they are being targeted, right? Some have allegedly been abducted, and there is fear. And certainly, we cannot say all is normal, and people are allowed to demonstrate.
That's an excuse, but I was going to say that's an excuse for failure, because that's not true. But
are people not being beaten, Mr. Mangwana? Are people not being attacked by the police?
There are people who are
and arrested.
People who
has
attacked?
I mean, people who have tried to protest Tajamuka, Occupy, even the opposition, they were demanding for reforms. They were given a high court order, but the police descended heavily on them and many were injured.
Didn't we have a situation where a police vehicle was burned, a ZBC vehicle was burned, shops were looted, and so forth?
Yeah,
so
but that
we had a situation.
The problem
is going towards a different conversation altogether. But mm-hmm. hey, if you want us to have that one, let's have it.
Anyway, let's. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, following the original thread you were following, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, but even though it's 200 or less people, even though it's gonna be one person on the street, If that person is a citizen of Zimbabwe, their grievance should be listened to. So that's my answer to your question on corruption. Mm-hmm. But as we said, if you want us to refollow the thread about so-called violence on the street and so on, we can always do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just challenging your point that there are only 200 people protesting, and I was saying that maybe there is a reason, but of course it's a subject for another day. Rega tende ku South Africa, kuna vachivumba makadi. Makadi.
Tiripo makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo. Tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Funga dzangu apa dziri kunyanya kurerekere kuna vamugabe. Ngenyaya yekuti nyaya inoitika neyekudai. Hapana munhu asikazvione kuti muZimbabwe tiri kutambudzika. Nyango ivona vanonyatsigire ZANU-PF. Vanoenda kurare. Vachisengedzwa kana nokupiwa mari dzokungotenga doro nguva yacho iyoyo. Asi kuti kuzoenda kumba kwake munhu iyeye haana kana nechekudya chaicho chaicho. Vanotoenda kumanekidzo kuti kukumbirawo hufu hwokudya. Asi mangwana unomuzwa kuti zanzi tinotora kuti mava mugabe warambe uchikwikwidza paupresident next year. Asi zviri kumurwadzawo mukurarama kwake. Haadi kutarisira kuti ko vana vangu vasazojewewo mangwana. Ini ndanowe doro ndaguta bati kuzodzoka kumba uko. Ngatiendei pamapfuto tori kuti pane chinobikwa here hapana. Saka zvinotirwadza isiri kuuya kunokuka kuuye kutotamburira mhuri kuti madai yaenda kuchikoro madai yaenda papi kusiya vana kungosiya vana kungoti uonai zvekuita mahano mwaane 15 years munokwanisa kugara pamba muchichengetawo mbudzi muchienda kuchikoro kuti muone kuone kuriritira mhuri asi chinozonyangadza ndisi kudai pamusoro pazvo panouye kana kuti chibagi chacho ribatsuro chachinongouya munzvimbo matinogara unobva vanonyora vaivototaura kuti ana baba wacho ari kusouth africa saka togare pamba here timirire sekuti tichapiwa chikamu chokubatsirwa tiripo pakutsvaga kusakura kutsvaga kuvhima kuvhima auna kuti unobata chii zvino kwandiri kunoku ndikutorara mubhirizi asi vanongoti zvanzi baba vacho ari kusouth africa hatikwanisi kuti tinyore mwana wacho iyeye kuti adi apihwewo chikafu nhamo iri muzimbabwe ndeye munhu wese nometa uri kuno kusouth africa uri kushanda uri kuita sei vari kumba ivo vanonge vachitoona nhamo kana isu tiri kuno tonga tichitoona nhamo pese petinofamba nongozoti muzimbabweni mazimbabweni avo mazimbabweni avo but handisi kuziva kuti vanoti zvanzi ZANU-PF inowina ka kuti inowinira papika ndinotori isusu maopposition taitanaso kusvinurawo chaizvo chaizvo kuti pane zvakaipa zvinoizwa pamaereshen ngatisazomire kuenda kumakoti ngenyaya yekuti koti yacho ka dzimwe dzacho dzitoripo pakutungamirwozi itai kuti zvakati ndichiri kucherechedze paya pakanzi tawina wemdc pakatori nokunga mwedzi yadzakati kuti maridzo acho asikadaidzirwe right saka wotinaso kuona kuti dai wanyawina zviri sei hapana chinonaso kubuda chakanaka zvitori nani zvizvi taita noisi pamaerection asi iwawo obva atokanzurwa zvachose pane kuti tozomire kuti handei kumakoti
aiwa vachivhumba tinotenda zvikuru tikaitore muteerero wekupedzisira tasarwa nemasekedzi chaivo vajera makadi kuchinoi makadi vajera majera kuchinoi nhare yacho inenge yaramba gibs I think regati siyane nazvo tingobva tangopeta chirongwa chedu I want to take this opportunity to thank our guest Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF chairperson, UK province. And before him, there was also Mr. Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF central member and also central committee member and also a member of parliament. Thanks to our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.